Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, we bring in football knower extraordinaire, former Cowboys quarterback, Cowboys broadcaster. It is Babe Laufenberg. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So I threw out the same hypothetical to you that I did everybody else, but we added Jason Witten to the first group. Uh-huh. So the first group is Kellen Moore, Mike Zimmer, Jason Witten, and Deion Sanders, or every other human being on the face of planet Earth. Where do you think the Cowboys' next head coach comes from?
Should we point out, too, that Babe did walk in with a Colorado Buffaloes coat on?
I did.
So he need to point that out.
So he's
out.
A Deion guy.
We'll see.
Well, I need to point this out, that my son was actually a student assistant coach at Colorado, went to Boulder, and I stole the jacket from him. And
I got you.
I like the jacket, it's but I do coat. Love when you walk around in something like that, and you guys have probably had this. Everybody, hey, go Buffs, go Buffs. Of course, you hear it a lot more now. That Deion Sanders.
Yes, very, very, very
but
much.
Yes, I will take the other. Okay. The rest of the world.
Okay, all right. Because a lot of people, and you can have whatever opinion you want on this, but a lot of people seem like,
I appreciate that, by the way.
Yes, that was a weird thing for me to say. A lot of people seem to be like disappointed about something that hasn't even happened yet.
Sure.
And they're like, it's going to be Zimmer. It's going to be Moore. It's going to be retread. Whatever you think it is.
Right.
And people are already disappointed. Is that just like part of being a fan that you're just conditioned to like, my team will let me down somehow?
Well, I think a bigger part of it is there's not that one guy out there where you said, man, if my team got this guy. I think when the Rangers, Mike can talk about this more eloquently than I can, when they got Bochy, I mean, it's like, wow, this is a big time guy. This is a winner.
Would Belichick have fit that bill then?
No.
That's how I felt about Parcells.
Oh, I did too. I did too. And here's the interesting thing to me. They've run the gamut on head coaches after Jimmy left. I don't want to say I don't count Barry, but and this is not in any snarky way, but he inherited a whole staff. He brought no one. They just said, you're going to be the head coach, and here are your defensive court guys, and here are your offensive guys, and these are your players. And
sounds good.
And just go. Go out there and show up on Sunday and coach them and
manage the group.
Now I will say this: Barry always said, they said, "Oh well, you won with other people's players," and he said, "Yeah, we could have lost," and it's true that he did win a Super Bowl. But to the point of running the gamut with coaches, so they went. Hopefully, I get this order right. Now there's too many. At one point, it was easy to be a talk show radio host, wasn't it?
Jimmy,
29 years. You said Tom Landry.
I don't know, man. I think about the days where I couldn't just type something up on my computer, and I was like, I don't know, let's go run to the library, and we'll get that information.
Barry,
yeah, so you go,
Chan.
You go Chan, bright young assistant, supposedly, right, at that time. Oh, this guy in Denver and John Elway, and he wasn't the guy. So then they said, well, let's go to that comfortability factor. People that are in the building know the building, and it was?
Dave Campo.
Okay. Then you said?
The Big Tuna.
We got to go big. And big part of name. That was obviously trying
stadium.
To sell the stadium.
Yeah.
And that, I think it excited me. Let me say that. What was it? 20 years ago.
Yeah. So
I don't know if it excited the fan base, but it sure excited me to say, wow, they got a guy that's going to come in here. But the part of the problem of that was the owner had no fun because Parcells was a guy you needed to hear from. And so the owner didn't had 4 years of probably the worst years of his life as an owner. So we get rid of that guy and in comes Uncle Wade.
Yep.
Then they get rid of Uncle Wade and
Jason.
Guy familiar in the building, blah, blah, blah. Bright young assistant.
Yeah.
If you remember, I mean, he was I've never asked him. You know, he turned down the Baltimore job.
Mm-hmm.
Turned it down.
Turned it down.
I remember that.
Turned it down. Name.
Turned down the Atlanta job. Turned it down to come back for another year as a coordinator. And I always wonder, and I've never asked him, do you regret? My guess is when you see what Baltimore's done and that organization and Ozzie Newsome and just the way that things run.
Probably.
I mean, I would sit there and go,
yeah.
Well, but it's a path not taken.
Yeah. Right?
You know, if he had had great success here, I mean, let's face it, the Baltimore Ravens are not the Dallas Cowboys in terms of visibility and what it means and putting it on your resume. So anyway, so that brings us to, well, and then of course, Mike McCarthy. And there were some mixed, I think, I don't want to say feelings, but thoughts on McCarthy. You know, he had two.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Two of the top 10 quarterbacks of all time. You can go 5, you can go 5th, 20.
I got gotcha.
I mean,
yeah.
I think everybody would acknowledge that Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers are...
Sure.
They may not be on the Mount Rushmore of the four guys, but if you do a Mount Rushmore and there's 10 or 15, they're on it.
Yeah.
They went to one Super Bowl. Went to one Super Bowl. So there were people saying... Now, he did go to 3 NFC championship games that they lost. But, you know, there are people saying, why didn't he win more? Why didn't he win bigger there? So there's all sorts of... And this next guy, again, to me, the only guy that's going to excite me, and I think it would excite the fan base, is Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator at Detroit.
That's who I want, too.
So I don't know if he's going to be a great head coach. I don't know any of that. But that's the one guy where I'd say, okay, wow. Now, that's the guy.
In today's NFL, how much will Jerry Jones talk to Dak Prescott about this decision?
I honestly don't know. I would doubt a whole lot. I had somebody from Green Bay, very high-ranking official, tell me, yeah, Aaron Rodgers was a better quarterback than he was a GM. Okay, yeah. So when you start letting players get involved, and I understand if you have a relationship with a guy. Hey, I played with this guy in Detroit. He's great, all about it, hard worker. So if you have a relationship, then you go to the guy. But, you know, Dak Prescott has no relationship, let's say, with Ben Johnson.
Right.
He might have met him once. I don't know. So to sit there and go to your quarterback. But hey, it's, you know, hasn't worked out for the last 29 years. So maybe you do let Dak go ahead and pick the next guy.
And I know we're going to get to the Troy Aikman stuff. We might see how much time you have in your schedule if you want to hang out for a minute.
Yeah.
But what I want to know is, like, in the building, when that firing takes place, like, how does it affect the players and everything? Because I'm just concerned about it as a fan. Like, yeah. I care as a fan.
Are you using the wrong term, though, in this situation?
What do you mean?
Jerry didn't fire Mike McCarthy.
I'm sorry.
Mike walked.
When you change coaches.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Because I can tell you this, it's very different from a player's perspective if a coach kind of leaves and you're hearing it as the coach left, or your owner and general manager fired your coach.
And there seems to be some difference of opinion about whether they were like, hey, I'm going to be really mean so you don't break up with me and I have to break up with you, versus Mike's like, I'm not taking it anymore. So that's a great point.
Well, in my mind, he was fired. Now, they're going to say we mutually agreed and all that good stuff. And
why do you say that?
Because he wanted to be back. So if you want to be somewhere and you're not there,
you got fired.
You got fired.
Yeah.
You can put all the semantics you want onto it. But he got fired. I understand his contract was up, so technically the contract lapsed and, you know, but
he got fired. What's that trickle down into the team? Like whether they quit or got fired, like what?
Very little.
Really?
Very little.
Huh.
Nobody. When they start training camp, and I doing the game, who was the last game against Washington? They all run together. You know how that goes. I said to Brad Sham, you know, I asked a question of McCarthy during the week. Are you going to kind of take this game in knowing it could be your last game? Certainly as a Cowboys coach, maybe of your NFL career. And but then I asked that question, and he said basically he's going to fight that urge. I'm paraphrasing here. But I said to Brad, there's 10 or 15 players on this field today who won't have a job next year.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be in the NFL. They don't know it. As players, I always say, the phone just stops ringing, right? I managed to squeak out 8 years. And in year nine, The phone quit ringing. You keep waiting for somebody to call. They get a guy hurt, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And the phone stops ringing. Very few guys are like Roger Staubach and you get to retire. I always laugh. People ask me, hey, babe, when did you retire? When did you retire? And I always say, I did not retire. They retired me.
Right.
I said, I still want to play. And they said, yeah, well, guess what? We don't want you. So,
and you kind of feel that way too, right, Mike? Yeah,
when I feel like almost every player in the history of sports, this is how it ends.
Yeah.
Very few John Elways.
Right, that say, you know what? I've won my two Super Bowls in the last 2 years. I'm going to go out and going to go out on top. And but again, there are 10, 15 guys on that field won't have jobs in the NFL next year.
All right. There's a lot of great stuff here.
My point being very quickly, you're more concerned about your job.
That makes sense.
I'm more concerned about, will I have a job than who am I going to work for next year?